Welcome to The Voiceover with your host, Dee Foster III, where we discuss relevant topics that affect the culture with bold, independent commentary. Get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and encouraged.
Come on in. Come on. I've been waiting for you. I got so much to say today on the Voice Over There podcast. Want to say happy Friday if you're listening to this live, or if you're listening to the replay, still happy whatever day that you're listening to it. I'm your host, Dee Foster III. And are you ready, ready, ready? I want to say at the beginning, let somebody know that we are live here on the Voice Over Now podcast, and we got a lot of talking to do. So while you're getting ready, while you're sharing it, while you're letting people know, while I am uploading my notes, I want to say shout out to the owner and operator of WPBMediaNetworks.com, Minister April J., for giving us the opportunity to be on such a wonderful, wonderful platform. And so shout out to April J. Come on in. Let somebody know. We're about to get into some things. Yeah, we're about to get into some things. At the beginning of the podcast, as we always do, and y'all used to this, church announcements. Y'all, those of you that grew up in church, you know you had to have your announcements. So I want to make sure that we get our announcements in for the week. Hold on one second. What's wrong with this? Okay, gotta upload this here. Yeah. Okay. So our church announcements. Don't forget, have you joined us every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. for our Voice of Hope connection call? Well, listen, if you're missing that, and you can join us right here live every Sunday morning on this platform, the Voice of Hope connection call. We just give you a word to encourage you through the week. You face a lot of crap during the week. And sometimes you just need a reminder that there is a word from the Lord. You know, the theme of this podcast is we give relevant, we give encouragement and inspirational and entertaining conversation on this platform. So, that's what we do here. So don't forget to join us every Sunday morning. And feel free to follow us on our platforms, the Voice Over Now podcast, the Voice Over Pod, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You'll find us, like it, share it, and follow us. All right. I'm still waiting for some more of you, a few more of you, to submit your favorite Shiro to us. So that every year, Wake Up Global Networks, we honor a Shiro of your choice. You can go to Wake Up Global Media, and there's a little form as to why we should honor your Shiro, and you could be the one that is picked for Wake Up Global Networks to honor, join in with you, and honor your Shiro. I have to say that. Y'all need to come on. You only have one more week for this to come on in. So we need you so we can be very prepared. Did you enjoy last week's podcast? Amani is something. And that's the kind of conversations that we have here on Wake Up Global Networks. Of course, join us every Sunday, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Voice of Healing Community Prayer Call. Voice of Healing Community Prayer Call, where we just get on the line for about 15 minutes and we just send positive power of healing to people's lives, one to another. And it's not a lot of talking, not a lot of whatever. And some people just get on and they open themselves up to receive. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are still in the current and future state of blank city. Series. So far, we've done the current and future politics. We've done the current and future of church. And today, I want to do the current and future state of education. My, do I have a lot to say. Now, let me just be straightforward from the door. I was not an A student. I don't make no bones about it. When I was in school, I was not ever an A student. I was not a B student. Can I be honest? I was not, most of the time, a C student. Full disclosure. So I teeter-tottered between C, depending on what it was, and A. Now, the only place I got a B plus is in speech. When we had those debates, I got a B plus in that. And the reason I'm starting this off with, because your story may be like my story, one of the reasons is I didn't like school. I didn't like the setup. I didn't like how we had to assemble and how we had to sit at a desk for 6 hours. I didn't really like school. The only time I really started to begin to enjoy school was when I got to the 12th grade of high school. Now you may say, why? Say why. Ask me why. I'm glad you asked. It's because number one, I had more free periods. And then number two, I had more options of selective classes, follow me, that fit my personality, my gifts, and what I believe to be was my talents. So when I was growing up, and I'm starting this for a reason, from pre-K to about 11th, to me, school was boring. In other words, giving me information that I knew I would never use in life. It was slow. It took forever. And then it was routine. The same thing parked in one space every day. In other words, it was predictable. Now, the information I'm going to share, I share it because in Wake Up Global Networks, if I didn't say it, I'm the CEO, president of Wake Up Global Networks Incorporated. We do have teachers, and I've spoken to them with some of the information I'm going to give you in anonymity. Because, you know, if you speak out, then you threaten your livelihood. And of course, we don't want anybody's livelihood threatened. But to just give me an insight on this situation of education. So as I get to certain points, you may say, how are you qualified to say that? I have spoken to those who are in. As a matter of fact, with Global Networks, we are partners with a school in the city of Baltimore. So I often have in the past and will in the future visit there. So school was boring. School was slow. School was routine. But most of all, I knew they were teaching me stuff that I would never, ever, 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 ever use in life. When is the last time that you had to know what the square root of 60 was? When is the last time you had to know why water was comprised of H2O? Oh, two parts of oxygen, hydrogen, two parts. When's the last time? And when's the last time you dissected a mouse in a lab? Unless you're going into medical science, unless you're going to be an engineer. When's the last time you needed to know that? Right? I'm making a point. I'm going somewhere. And so I felt, what? Why? What's up with this? Why did I need to know if Jack had 5 lemon drops and he ate 2 and his cousin stole 3? How many lemon drops did Jack have left? I don't know. I don't really care. My name is D. Foster 3, not Jack. See spot run. Run spot run. Routine, useless, boring, and in my opinion, very non-essential. Now, some people will say, well, no, you're missing the point. You're missing the point on this. And yes, I'm giving my commentary. It was to teach you critical thinking. Okay, I'll get back to that. Now, having said all that I have said about how I perceived and participated in school, and the only reason I went, of course, you know, you had to go, your parents made you go, whether you wanted to or not. I was never, can I be transparent? I was never disciplined in doing homework. And if I did homework, I think I did homework a couple of times in all of my school years because that was not my interest. And I'm sure my story is the story of a lot of those of you that are viewing, or you know a lot of people that have this story. And one of the problems that I had in school, with all the information they disseminated, with all the labs we went to, with all the science projects that I had to do, which, whatever, the system never pulled on my genius. I'm gonna stop right there. So having said all that I said in the introduction, is it any wonder that every year over 1.2 million students drop out of school in the United States of America alone? That's one student every 26 seconds. Now, I know what you're going to say. I know you're going to say, students don't want to go to school. Students don't want to learn. Students want to hang out in front of Popeyes all day. Students want to go in the alley and smoke weed. I understand that's some of your perspective, but I, in my commentary, take a different approach. I believe those drop a lot of them, and I'll get into this. This may be another part two. I'll get into this, that a lot of it is we have failed as an educational system to pull on the gifts, the geniuses, and the talents of students. So I'm not interested. I could care less. It goes on to say the U.S., that's 7,000 dropouts a day, which is unfortunate. And I'm going to really get into this, the current and future state of education in this country. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that the unemployment rate of high school student dropout is 47% higher than graduates. That's the unfortunate part. Now, perhaps, and I don't profess to know everything. Perhaps I'm naive. But I'm sorry, you can't convince me that 1.2 million students are anti-learning and growing. I mean, it couldn't be the system. It has to be all found in the 1.2, that's a lot of people, 1.2 million people. I don't take that position. And I'm sure you don't agree. Or maybe you agree. I think, this is what I think. Let me bring you into my mind, since it's my commentary. I think, but rather in an age of enlightenment, that with, how can I say it? the apparatuses that are available for people to learn through social media, through Google, and through AI, and through virtual reality, and the metaverse and all that, through those mechanisms that people have been enlightened and informed, I think the educational system in this country struggles keeping up with the evolution of the human brain, the human mind, and certainly the human intelligence. That's what I believe. You don't feed my intelligence. You don't feed my gifts. You don't pull on my genius. But you simply want me to come every day and sit and listen to you tell me information that I'll never use. Now, let's balance it out. So you say, D. Foster, are you saying people shouldn't go to school? Absolutely not. I just read the statistics that the U.S. Bureau of Labor said that unemployment rate of high school dropouts is 47% higher than graduates. So I am pro-education. I am pro the right education. We connect with schools. We give money to schools for education. So don't take this as I am anti-education. No way, but I'm anti the methodology. Because obvious, it doesn't work. Now, let's look at this. If 1.2 per year dropout, how many are there, but they're not there? Because they have parents or guardians like me, who you would be no more if you dropped out of school. And we're not going to talk about the high expense of college. Right now I'm talking about pre-K through 12. College, that's another show. Overrated, overexpended, in debt. But anyway. I believe that the education, one of the problems is the American educational system has failed to keep up with the fast-paced evolution of humanity. That's it. That, let me say it again for the people in the back. People in the back, all the people in the back, all the people in the back. Oh, all right. And just the thing, I'm just getting started in this. I told you, come on in. We got a lot of things we got to talk about. And if you're here, you're going to get it straight, no chaser. I don't draw the line. You know where we stand here on the Voice of an Empire. That's why it's called The Voice Over Now. It's a clarion, clear voice. There's no wondering where the voice stands. So do we blame the 1.2 million dropouts? I'm not saying every single one of the 1.2. I'm sure some are a little lazy, some are trifling, all that. Okay, I give you that. But you're not going to convince me that 1.2, 7,000 people a day drop out of school in this country, and it's because they are anti-learning, maybe some. But that's easy to say because now I can look at a system and hold it non-accountable. But blame it on the students. Blame it on the students. Blame it on the students. Got that kind of musical flow going during this show, huh? Y'all know what's up. Y'all know what's up. Come on, stop playing. They feel that this education is simply a system, and this is what I felt, of information that holds no value to my everyday life. Right. And it doesn't, and especially since we did away with most vocational schools, which you can use, and I'll get to that in a minute. Now notice I said, only class I did well in was debate and speech and oratorical. Matter of fact, I was second. I should have been first, and I won't get into that. But read between the lines. The final contest was in Ocean City. All right? That's all I got to say. And the panel that judged was from Ocean City. But I was second in my high school years. Place in orating. Because I loved it. And I would write a speech. Because that's where I am, an orator. And I will never forget the final speech that I had to write that took me to the finals. And it was entitled, In My Youth, YOUTHICSEE. And I had to finish it off with a speech. And I'm not bragging, but oh, what a speech. And I won locally, and I won it curly, and I won it same, and I won, and I got all. So finally, I was the, and I'm making a point in this, I was the one of the finalists in the state, me and someone else. And the final oratorical contest was in Ocean City, Maryland. And I lost. Now, why did I get that far? Why was I so good in oratory? Because that class catered to my gift of articulation. It catered to my gift to talk and to speak. You get it? That's what the vocational schools did that they closed down. It catered to your gift to do plumbing. It catered to your gift to do car mechanic, because I'm still not convinced everybody is going to excel at academics. One and one is two. You get the basics. I'm not convinced geometry. Everybody's going to excel. I am not convinced that they are, that we are, and that it is necessary. So here's the issue. Whenever you take or open your hand, whether it's individual, whether it's a business, whether it is a ministry, whenever you take and open your hand to government money, you risk the being called institutionalized. And this is where I see education take a turn for the worst in this country. Yeah. Whenever you take money, that's why a lot of people are in trouble now, because they took the PPP money during the pandemic, and now it's time to pay it back. And to get that, you had to submit your books. You had to give them all your information. There are certain rules and regulations that you have to abide by. I get it, but understand this, and I say it all the time. You can never eat, drink, sit at the king's, the government table, and get up and write your own script. Never, ever, ever. So when you take it, understand, you run the risk of being institutionalized. Now, what do I mean by that? Because that's what our that's what a lot of institutions are becoming now, institutionalized. Even look at media. Whatever's on Fox here, like I'm chilling on a Saturday, whatever's on Fox in the DMV or the ATL, 9 out of 10, after you get past the morning news, it's going to be the same thing on Fox all across the country. Institute, nothing personal. Syndication, institutionalized. No specifics. I'm talking about education now. Forget the student. Now we enrolled in an institution that has to follow certain rules and certain regulations because we sat at the king's table and we took the king's money. And the king says, if I finance you, he that has the gold makes the rules. Right? Right. So in my opinion, the educational system in this country has been institutionalized. There's no more, in my opinion, focusing in on the individual needs of the student, the individual gifts of the student. Now, because we ate the king's meat, we are a created and controlled organization, which answers to a higher establishment. I'm gonna give you a good point. In my visit to schools, I've learned one thing. Now, the teacher in the classroom, the teacher that's with the student every day, the teacher that puts up their own money, and I'm gonna talk about that probably in part two, because I see I'm not gonna finish. The teacher that buys some of the students' food, the teacher that has to sometimes bring their own supplies, that teacher with the student every day in order to do something special for the student, they have to go get permission from a higher establishment, and the DMV is called North Avenue. Now the people at North Avenue don't know the student. People on North Avenue very seldom be in the classrooms. The people at North Avenue have never met the parents, but the teacher who is with the student every day understands the particular needs and the particular gifts of the students. But in order to move in a certain direction, because now it's a created and controlled organization which answers to a higher power, they have to go to the establishment. And the establishment basically has no clue, because the establishment now is not about the needs or the specifics of the student. The establishment is about making sure whatever you do, you stay within the structural bounds that we have created. And you wonder why education has gone down the toilet in this country. This is one of the reasons. And I have a lot of teachers says, I'm handcuffed. I remember one, there were people we went to partner with them, and we weren't asking anything from them. And we were told, I have to clear it. Not that we were going to be in action with the students. We just wanted to be partners, donate to the school. I had to clear that with North Avenue, quote unquote, for this podcast. The establishment. But the establishment is not in school. The establishment has not connected to the student. The establishment doesn't know the gifts, talents, abilities, and the genius of the students. Well, but you took the king's meat. And he that supplies the meat makes the rules. So can we say that there is no more independent education to cater to the student, that now the educational system that was supposed to educate calls the student to be literate? Is now become a big business? Yeah, anytime you call your superintendent, the CEO, chief executive officer, they didn't call Superintendent Pendyhughes the CEO, I don't believe. I remember hearing that word when, if you go back to the early 2000s, Booker became superintendent. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the current and future state of education. So now our children are trapped even further than when I was in school into an institutional. So it's not when it becomes an institution, it's no longer about the individual. Consider the needs of the individual, which I believe personally, nobody knows better outside of the parents or guardians or friends, but in the school setting, then the teacher, because the teacher is the one that interacts. But the teacher has the less amount of input, because the teacher has to be made sure that the teacher stays within the bounds of the establishment in order to keep the federal funding, even if it means socially promoted. I've had teachers, and I told you, I've talked to them on the case of anonymity. They are forced to socially promote students that cannot read, that cannot write, but to get the money, you have to promote them. You cannot fail them. And now we see the epidemic where, because there are a lot of social promotions, when they graduate, they can't get a job. So they go into the pipeline. You won't get it real here, raw, uncut, of the justice system, and make the connection to a failed educational system. Or I'm going to give you some solutions, but we got to dissect the problem first. That's my method on this podcast, if you haven't noticed. I'm going to keep it positive, but I'm going to tell you the truth. All right. Yeah, this is definitely going to be a part two. Don't miss it. Share this. I want to hear from you, the voice over the globe. If you got some info to speak in anonymity, give me the info. The voice over the globe at gmail.com. The voice, one word, over the globe at gmail.com. Your information will stay confidential. So now, because of all that I have said, it's simply a system of systematic control, dominated information, when really it should be a system that empowers the student. Because I'm telling you, it ain't about the student no more. It ain't about the student. I'm telling you, it's about getting that money. It's about the hierarchy. It's about maintaining control. And the teacher has become, not all, so don't get offended at this, the player on the chessboard to make sure you stay within the bounds, because we can't risk that money coming. Because, you know, you got a big establishment that caused the institutionalization. Those who run the establishment making 4 and 5, 6 times more than the teacher who's in the classroom. So I can't have you threatening anyway. So it's not about the individual and the needs, but I'm obligated now. And that's why a lot of teachers are leaving. That's why there's a teacher dearth, and I'll talk about that. I'm obligated to cater to the demands if I want my job. And I want my livelihood to cater to the demands of the establishment. Go, though it goes against my conscience of what a teacher is and why I signed up to be a teacher, to help people. But now I'm forced to help the establishment. And I can play in the sandbox with certain rules. I have certain liberties. So I'm not saying every time you call, if you have to go to the establishment, but you'll know what I'm talking about. You can't teach what you want. There's a curriculum given to you. I don't want to be too long, but I got a lot to say. I think I'm gonna cut it right there. You got to join in next week. Now remember everything I said this week, because I'm not gonna have time to go over it. But now I turn another corner into what I believe was the finality of the system going down the toilet. Now let me put a disclaimer out here. Because I am pointing out the good, the bad, the ugly about the system, this is in no wise an indication of the classroom teachers. These classroom teachers, and like I said, we have them in the Wake Up Global Network, and we try to support them, and we try to honor them. I think they are doing an outstanding job. If you are viewing this, and you are in the system, in the classroom, you are maintenance, you are housekeeping, because you get the least. We applaud you. Where would our children be without you? So this is not an indictment on you in the classroom. You want to help our students. There's no way you sign up for teacher for the money just to be in the classroom. Now, you may go to North Avenue for the money, but you're not going to be in the classroom for the money, because the money ain't where you get rewarded. You get rewarded when you see the progress of the students. And the teachers comparatively don't make money. Some of them have to work all year around, but the money goes to the establishment. So we applaud you. I've had teachers tell me that they've had to buy their own supplies. Really, with all the billions that are coming into the educational system in this country and in millions that are coming in this city, they buy their own supplies. If they want special projects, they have to buy the supplies. They have to. I know too much in that area. Let me calm down. I believe there's going to come a change. I believe there is a change. I believe there's a shaking. There's a revealing. There's an uncovering. And I believe it's taking, unfortunately, us to see the path that generation is going to say, hey, hold up. Because there's a prison pipeline that's connected directly to the broken education system. But the reason the pipeline is not being fixed is because money, in my opinion. I would say in my knowing, but to make you more comfortable, in my opinion. So when I pick up next week, we're going to turn the corner and kind of talk about how we can possibly fix this. It is fixable. But the reform takes a lot of transformation. We'll talk about it. Listen, y'all, here's real commentary. We're bold, we're independent, we're straight, no chaser. If you love that, and if you love to be educated, to be entertained a little bit, and to be encouraged, follow us. I'm telling you, we're just getting started. There's things we got to talk about. Share this. And I'll be back next week for part two on the future and current state of education in this country, the U.S. Don't forget, hit me up, thevoiceovertheglobe@gmail.com. Follow me on X, IEYE, prophesy. Follow me on X. I give you daily current updates, prophetic insight, information about what we're doing. Follow me on X, IEYE, prophesy. Until next week, this is D. Foster III, CEO and president of Wake Up Global Networks, saying, you have a voice. keep using it. Peace and God bless.
Thank you for being a part of The Voiceover. Please follow us on all of our social media platforms to stay connected to our upcoming shows and guests. Instagram at The Voiceover Radio. Twitter at DPropheticEye. That's the letter D, prophetic, EYE. If this show has enriched you in any way, please share The Voiceover among your circle. Until next time, keep allowing your voice to be heard.